blood was bleeding. As I raised my body from the concrete, man, my heart was pounding. In the soft glow of dim light, it was the worst, it was the best. It was the worst, it was the best feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM Community Connected. This is Coffee Time. We just got done listening to Worst Best from M.G. Bailey, musician out of Illinois, south of Chicago. He said that he always has to tell people, I'm basically from Chicago. He's from a little smaller area right outside. But before we dive into the rest of the interview, MG, how are we doing this morning?
I am doing well. I just finished my coffee. And I can't believe I finished it before the Coffee Time interview.
I think we both did, yeah.
Did we finish?
Poorly timed. Poorly
oh, man. Timed. But I'm feeling good, man. I'm in beautiful Lander. Drove up here last night from Boulder, and it's just such a pretty scenic, open, spiritual drive. It's ridiculous, and I'm glad it's a little cooler. I don't mind the overcast.
Yeah, and this is kind of
you,
nice.
Vincent, are an awesome host, man.
Yeah, so. Yeah, we've been hanging out now for almost an hour.
I feel like we already had the interview twice.
Right, so. we've done multiple interviews in this time, but like I mentioned before, we were trying to set up his rig. MG is a one-man band. Puts out great music. You listen to it online, and you're like, this sounds like a fully formed band has every member there, but it's just MG crushing it. We weren't able to set up his rig, but we just listened to his song Worst Best, and he's going to play an acoustic tune for us. He's playing tonight at the Lander Bar. And like you said, he got in, what, 11:30 last night from Boulder?
Yeah.
And then shows up here 7 a.m. To promote his music. That's awesome, man. You're doing
I'm all
it.
About it.
You're doing it.
Agreed.
You're doing the darn thing. So, you're on the road. Where did you start on this tour?
This tour, actually, it was kind of cool because I got to start like one town over in my hometown of Homewood, Illinois. I played at a place called the Quarry Ballroom in Thornton, Illinois, which is one town over. And it was great. I got to have all my peeps there. And, like, you know, they're just so great to me there.
Awesome kickoff.
It was a great kickoff versus me just going out and playing someplace, you know, somewhere else. It was a really nice kickoff. And then, like, I hit Illinois and I hit Wisconsin and Minnesota. And then I actually bounced down to Kansas for a couple shows. And then I went back up to Minnesota and Wisconsin for a couple shows. And then I went back to Kansas for one show. So it was pretty intense there for like a week where I was like really just like hauling all over the place.
Horizon blindness is just setting in from driving through Kansas many times.
And again, I'm lucky. Again, everyone's like, you know, how's it going? Like, are you doing well? Are you making money? Are you making fans and all this? And I'm like, yes, like it's going well. But I don't know how, like, I love seeing our country.
Mm-hmm,
and again,
mm-hmm.
They can be like, Wyoming's beautiful. And you could say, sure, and look at a picture and be like, yeah, that looks nice. But while you're driving through it,
it's a completely different
story. Well, I mean,
story.
You just feel the energy and the calmness and the, I don't know, it's a completely different thing. And even in the Midwest and the Plain States, again, like Kansas, yeah, it's a little flat, but like Kansas is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Like every place is kind of beautiful in its own way, whether it's like, you know, again, it doesn't always have to be like towering redwoods or big mountains to climb. Sometimes it's just like, man, look at the earth I'm on. And
being, you know, from where you're from and where you mostly perform, it's got to be nice to, I mean, just see a little bit of nothing every once in a while. Like bustling city is great, but at the same time, every once in a while, that little injection of just calm, desolate, flat has got to be pretty nice.
It's humbling and it's inspiring for sure. So
yeah, you're traveling all over the place right now, performing. And let's just give a little background about yourself. You know, where you're from, how you got involved in the one man band game. I mean, you hear one man band and you think of
Mary Poppins.
It's kazoos or like something between the knees.
Right.
And you're not doing any of that. You're making, I mean, just really, really quality music.
Oh,
in your
style.
I mean, it's great. How did this start?
Basically I, the story goes as this. When I was 20, we went down to New Orleans, me and my group of friends, and it was like a really big trip for us. And we all still talk about it very fondly. But on the way down, we stopped. So one of my, we wanted to see Graceland.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was cool, but it was also terrible. Graceland is a rough area. Like, you know, Graceland is cool, but we were like, oh my God, there's not a whole lot here to do.
So we
went to Memphis, which was like 30 miles away or something. And I saw on Beale Street this one man band named Richard Johnston. And it just took me in. I was like, wow. Wow, wow, wow. And he played Cigar Box and, you know, and a guitar, and he had like some drums and stuff, but his sound was just, it was just like, I didn't think somebody could do that. And it stayed right in the back of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then around 28, 29, whenever the last band broke up, I basically was like, I quit. I'm tired of this. It's frustrating. I went back to school. I took two classes, like an English and a math class or something like that. And my brain started just moving around. And I just started fiddling with stuff in my basement. I remember my wife being like, what are you doing? Didn't you just buy that? Why are you tearing it apart? What are you doing? And then like, it was like, I'm going to try this thing. And I started making really weird music. And I started doing this variation of the one man band with like electronic gear and a lot of delay and weird stuff happening. And
that, feeling it out though.
I really was. And I was like, I think, and again, like on YouTube, like you could see so much now, you know, online.
Mm-hmm.
So I would look at all these, you know, the new guitar players who would like splack and hit their guitars and play like the beats and stuff.
Yeah.
And they would do it so seamlessly. And in my head, I was like, if I put drum triggers around my guitar, then I can play like a real beat with real drum tones or you know, digital drum tones, but like, you know, a snare sound and not just a guitar sound. And it went from there. I just kept experimenting. And then when I became like kind of more the bar band style, when I actually started performing gigs and having to play for like 3 hours, I started putting the drums on the ground. And again, then it all happened very naturally over a long period of time. But it was like, okay, and I was teaching guitar and teaching guitar. And then all of a sudden it was like, well, I don't have to teach on Saturdays anymore because I'm gigging all day on a Saturday. So I'm going to stop teaching on a Saturday. Oh, well, now my Fridays are full, so I'm canceling every student every Friday, so I'm going to stop teaching Fridays. And it just kept going, and then I was down to one day. My wife got tenure at her teaching job, and I just was like, babe, I'm going to dive in. And that was like 2017 or 18.
So you've been going at it that hard since 2017?
No, man. I've been going at it that hard since like 2010, 2011. But just the music, like it's been the focus since 2017 for sure. Yeah, I don't mean to take – you're absolutely right. And it built up and it just kept building. And then COVID hit and everything got taken away in an instant, and it made me really realize kind of – boy, if I'm going to keep doing this, you have to adjust and adapt. And in 2020, about, you know, towards the end of that year, somebody hit me up about doing bigger tours. And I was like, let's go. And I came out last summer and I came to places like Lander Bar on a whim, not knowing anything.
Yeah, how did you even find out about Lander? Or just did you look it up or someone say, yeah, it's a good place to on your way to somewhere else?
No. It wasn't like that. Again, dude, last summer I went to a million places that I had never – I mean, unfortunately, it's true. Like, I didn't know necessarily much about Wyoming last year. And now I'm starting to. And now it's like – now I've played in Lander, Laramie, Casper. You know, so I'm starting to get to know the area a little better. But no, they, it was just kind of a general reach out and they liked whatever they saw and they put me on and I showed up and we wound up having a great show after like some craft beer thing. And I played for 4 or 5 hours and it just was one of those things where like, I don't know where I'm going. And then you get there and it's great, you know, and you're just like, wow. And that was a lot of last summer. And this summer's kind of on the same tip. I did a spring tour. Which went really well of like the South and Midwest and stuff. And again, places I'd never been and places like North Carolina were just really good. Like it was like, man, I fit in here.
Yeah.
And again, same with the Colorado, Wyoming area. I'm like, I work here. Like this works. My punk rock stuff, my songwriter stuff, my covers list, my humor, I don't know. So it's been really cool. And it's a journey. So
I can only imagine. Do you have any crazy? I mean, not crazy, but just like weird stories from on the road that I think that.
I mean, I got plenty. Recently I played in Denver. I'm not going to name the club. And somebody tried to steal my catalytic converter.
What? Okay, I'm gonna pause. That just happened. One of my coworkers, Jared and Shireen, the Jack FM morning show crew. That just happened. She went on a vacation in Denver,
and got her in Denver.
Yeah, while she was gone and came back.
I guess it's like the biggest trend there is.
So you caught someone trying to do it, or
no?
Or
so I play the show, and you know, it was a punk rock kind of a spot, but And I saw the guy too. Like, I'm pretty sure it's exactly who I thought it was because I did like a double take of, and I am from the suburbs of Chicago, but I'm still from like a city area where it's like, I keep my eyes open pretty much all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm looking at him and he looked at me and then I looked back at him and then he looked down and I'm like, wait a minute.
I didn't like this.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it one bit, but I'm like, I'm just going to go with it. I got a show to do. I can't like sit here and watch my car. And I go in, I do my show. The person who came with me got obliterated. So we're leaving and I'm kind of taking care of him and we go back to his foot pad or whatever. And I didn't really notice when I woke up in the morning, I start to drive and I'm like, what's that sound? And I'm like, oh, and I needed an oil change. I drove all the way to Laramie. They had a Honda dealership in Casper, which I was very thankful for. That was the next show.
Okay.
Play my show in Laramie, drive out. I'm like, man, something is messed up. And I get to the place, get my oil changed. They're like, come on back here. And I go to the back, and there are two cut marks on both sides of my catalytic converter. And they're like, somebody tried to steal it. They must have. I didn't catch them. They must have got caught. Somebody must have. There was a door guy at the show, so he might have seen them. Like, but he didn't say nothing to me.
Right.
I have no idea what happened, but the guy didn't get away with it. So I count my lucky stars. If he would have gotten it and I made it to Casper by some chance, and I'm sure it would have sounded like a jet airplane if gone, but like I wouldn't have driven there. But if for some reason the guy was like, it would have cost you $3,000 and it would have taken 14 days for us to get the part. And I was just like, I am a lucky, lucky guy. I got it.
The luckiest guy to ever have his catalytic converter stolen.
Well, it wasn't stolen.
Almost stolen.
That's what I'm saying. Stolen. He showed the two cut marks. He goes, all you got to do, he's like, go. And again, they were great. They were like, we got your oil. Everything else on the car looks good. I paid up the, you know, normal fee for that at a dealership. And then they sent me to some like guy who builds like race cars and stuff.
Nice.
And
it's pretty common out here in
Wyoming. It was great. And I like dropped it off and they patched it up in 5 minutes and charged me like $70. So it was just like
the best $3,000 you never had to spend.
Absolutely. And now I'm a little paranoid, and I'm like, every time I park the car, I'm like, please don't. But I feel the lucky, like, again, if it happens, at least it didn't happen twice.
Right, exactly. And I think you can rest a little bit easy, at least here in Lander. It's not a big catalytic converter market. Someone may take the pennies out of your ashtray if you leave it alone.
And they can have them. I will give you all my ashtray pennies.
I'll be more surprised if you still have an ashtray.
I was about to say, my car doesn't even have an ashtray.
He has a very nice new vehicle, folks. I shouldn't have our listeners assume that.
2012.
We're going to go and take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, MG's going to play. What's the name of the song you're going to play for us?
This is a new song called Girl.
Okay. Girl will be performed by MG Bailey here in just a moment after a quick word from our sponsor.
Don't be a bear about your hearing health care. High Country Hearing Centers has an obligation to provide the best standard of care to protect each patient by ensuring that their hearing loss, tinnitus, and hearing clarity are improved through treatment. They have treatment plans that make available technology and services affordable to meet your hearing healthcare needs. It would be unbearable if you ignored your hearing health. During the active months of sporting events and holidays coming up, you don't want to miss the important moments of your busy life. High Country Hearing Centers at 1460 West Main Street in Lander. Or call 307-332-5088. That's 332-5088. And speak with one of their patient coordinators about questions with your hearing health. High Country Hearing Centers have been providing excellent hearing health care since 1979, and their patients are considered part of their family. Are you a Fremont County business owner? Do you want to drive more traffic to your business location? Do you want to build connections and learn from other businesses? Do you want to play an active role in the direction or leadership of the community? Do you want to promote a stronger local economy, community, or workforce? The Lander Chamber of Commerce is here to help. The Lander Chamber of Commerce serves businesses in Lander, Riverton, Dubois, and all of Fremont County. To learn more, visit landerchamber.org and take their membership personality quiz. The Lander Chamber of Commerce. Their business is your business.
I'm John Whiteside, CEO of Sage West Healthcare. Today, Sage West Healthcare is here for your health. We've been caring for your family and our community for generations, and time has brought us many changes, but good healthcare remains a priority. So we offer a range of services to help you be your best, with the experience and expertise to care for you. Close to home, today and every day. Sage West Healthcare. To learn more, please visit sagewesthealthcare.com.
All right, you're tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. This is Coffee Time, and as I mentioned before the break, we're going to go ahead and throw things over. It's MG Bailey, traveling musician, coming through town, playing tonight at the Lander Bar, 9 o'clock. He's got an acoustic tune he's playing for us. We're going to go ahead and throw things over to MG.
This is a song called Girl.
Thank you. girl, I see you. Girl, I see right into you. Oh, and all that you've been through, and I know you see me too. Can you cure these blues, these lonely, starving blues? Oh, make a boy brand new. Oh, girl. Now the ride is through. What am I to do? Oh, gotta get black and blue. A dummy dee dee doo. Dummy dee dee doo. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah, that was great.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it just the juxtaposition of the first upbeat punk rock tune to this beautiful kind of almost country folk ballad there.
Right on.
Yeah, that's
I'll take it.
Digging the range, and I hope folks will make it a point to go out to your show tonight. That's you said it's 9 o'clock at the Lander Bar tonight, right?
Yes.
But we're just mega stoked to have you stop by. I really appreciate you rolling with it to play the acoustic version. I mean, that song naturally acoustic, or is it?
It's a one man band song. It's a very simple beat. And again, that is the thing. Like, I don't really do acoustic shows because it's not that I don't like playing acoustic. It's just like, there's so many just acoustic artists out there, and it's like I like my one man band, but where like the song we played earlier has a very traditional like kick snare sound to it, this one has a slightly more electronic, so it's kind of a bigger, fatter kick drum sound, and it's a very Haiti just like, and it's not even a chick, it's like whatever, I don't know what it's called, but whatever trigger I used, it kind of sounds like, gravel, like maybe being poured out of like a cup or something onto more gravel. It's a very unique sound, and it makes the song very, I don't know. It brings it up a notch from just an acoustic ballad. And
totally.
You know, I don't know.
I can definitely pick up on what you're talking. I mean, just adding that, this is probably a cliche term, but sonic landscape of.
Yeah,
just,
texture. Mm-hmm, you know, yeah, absolutely, mm-hmm. though. And it is. It's a soft song. There might be some more textures added to the sonic landscape in the studio, but Yeah, it's when I perform it, it's just my guitar, the slide, my voice, and a very basic, you know, 2-4 on a kick and a snare-esque sound.
Nice.
But yeah, it's very heavy, and I don't know. It's one of my best songs, I think, at this point. And I can't wait to get home and record it. I've been working on this new record for like 5 years, which seems like a long time. And it is. But I'm very thankful that I didn't just rush to record these songs, because I've kept working on them. And now they're in this really wonderful place where it's like, oh, man, I'm not going to have any regrets after I record these. Like, mm-hmm. they're going to sound, mm-hmm. you know, they are the song I wanted them to be. And they're all up to snuff lyrically and sonically and tightness wise and music and all that stuff. So it's, I'm very excited to go home and record it.
Well, it's got to feel good to have put in that work and be able to make that judgment. Like, oh, I feel good about this.
And yeah.
When do you have an idea of when that album's coming out?
I have been talking about it for a year and a half, talking about it coming out for the last year and a half. But I kind of bit the bullet. I'm going to get somebody to work with me. I called them about a week and a half ago. I set up some time. They're going to come over. Again, recording the one-man band has its trials and tribulations. And raising a family, again, gigging a ton, and I was teaching and doing all the things I did. I basically would write songs, practice them a few times, scramble, and then go and record them.
Mm-hmm.
So there would always be problems in the studio where I basically would like birth a song and then send it to college. All these songs, I've gigged them out. I've played them. I've played them different ways, acoustically, you know, with the one man band, live shows, my shows, cover shows, and it should be done. My goal is to have it done before the end of the year, and I'm probably going to start tracking it the moment I get home in the beginning of September. So that should leave me enough time to make sure, because I have a fall tour as well.
Right on.
Which is 32 days.
Okay.
And I still have like 36 days left of this tour.
Yeah, I was just looking at all the dates. This is a massive tour you got going on.
It's huge, man. And again, this is my second tour this year. I'm going to do another one. And again, I'm kind of going all in. Like, that's what COVID did. It made, not to say I wasn't all in before.
Right, but lit that fire a little bit more.
It really did, and it was like, you know, life is short, and I want to play for new people and new places, and it's a humbling, inspiring, and you know, very. And again, this is the IRL tour in real life. It's very real. things are very real for me right now with things happening, and I just feel very lucky.
Almost getting your catalytic converter stolen. I mean,
and there's more stories than that. That's just the one that I keep going, oh my gosh, I survived that. Like,
now you've got a new name for your new tour, Sonic Landscape.
Sonic Landscape.
Should never be said again.
I think that's a Foo Fighters record.
I think it is too. And once again, where can people find your music? Can they pay you good money for it? Where they can get it for free? How can they hear you?
You can, of course, stream my music on, you know, Spotify and Apple and Amazon and all those places. If you really want to do me a solid, you can go to my website, mgbailey.com, and you can check out my tour dates. You can buy my music. You can listen to it. You can look at pictures of me. You can write me emails. The website and social media is such a huge part of our lives now, and I do an okay job of it, but I like sending people to the website because it's always pretty much up to date.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? And it's a great way to get in touch with me if you're interested in, you know, just knowing where I'm going to be or booking me for a private party or whatever. You know, the website, MG Bailey, is the place to go.
Perfect. So performing tonight at the Lander Bar, 9 o'clock, where are you going next?
I am going to Laramie next, and then I am heading back down to Denver for one show. Then I do Grand Junction, and then it's kind of Utah, Idaho, and then the whole West Coast.
Nice.
Yeah, man, I'm very excited to hit the Oregon and California. You know, I've never played a show in California, so it's a big deal.
Yeah.
I try and play it down, and I'm really not thinking about it because I have a million things on my mind right now. But like, I went coast to coast. I will have gone coast to coast. I was on, I was at the East Coast and the, you know, the Gulf and the South. And then this year I'm making it all the way to the West Coast. So it's like, it's a pretty banner year, regardless of any outcome or any troubles or any, you know, anything that happened. It's a journey, and it's happening every day.
Every day, man. And then now you've got a little bit more scenic things to look at for those 8-hour drives when you're out that way.
Absolutely. Again, dude, Wyoming is beautiful.
Well, and
man.
Then Lander specifically, it's just this little oasis in the middle of nowhere. You drive for like a long stretch. There's not a whole lot. You get here and like, oh, okay. This is.
It's kind of a trip.
Right? Well, so we're going to have to wrap things up for today. We really do appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Vincent.
And literally anytime you're coming through Lander, come on the show.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll get you on Jack FM next time, too.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, they'd love to have you on the show.
So, really? All right.
Hopefully we'll get your equipment set up a little
bit. We tried, man.
I
think this was the way to go, though.
Yeah.
No stress.
Yeah.
And it sounded, that song works perfect.
And it was a great tune, and you can hear that tonight at the Lander Bar. Once again, that's musician MG Bailey. 9 o'clock. Go check it out. We're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, as I mentioned at the top of the hour, we're going to go ahead and throw things over to a recent interview I did with Ron Howard and Chessie Lee, two organizers of the Riverton Peace March and Rally. That's happening August 6th, Saturday, starting at 9:30 a.m. Coming your way after a quick word from our sponsor.